Today we welcome in our very first guest. We've got Kathy Pirrell, Elyria Schools Intervention Specialist, and an author as well. She has a new book called Miss Molly Learns Responsibility. Kathy, thank you so much for the time. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Andy and Rocco, for inviting me on today.
Well, let's get right in to the book, Miss Molly Learns Responsibility. Let's first begin with the inspiration behind writing this. Kathy, what was the inspiration behind putting this together?
I have two kids. I have Mackenzie and Grayson. And when I was raising them with my partner, I was always looking for children's literature that had diverse families in it. So when I would read aloud to them at night and send them to bed, I wanted to send them to bed knowing that there are also books out there that had families just like ours. I came across Todd Parr's book, The Family Book, or Mommy, Mama, and Me, that series. But I always had this idea in my head to create another series that actually had a little girl in it who was learning social skills, and her parents, who are two moms, were just helping her along the way. So that's the inspiration for my story.
Now, who is the book intended for, and what exactly is the book all about?
Yes, Molly is a 5-year-old little girl, and she's spunky. And this book is really well written for like a preschool, the grade 1. It's a picture book. It is suited for any teachers or counselors or families. It's also suited for if you want to teach a child to learn how to read. The font is really big. There's words you can point out on the pages. The numbers are large. You can talk about numbers. So as an educator, I also had that in mind when I was writing the story.
Kathy, if we could dig a little deeper into the writing process and putting this together, I'm sure that there's plenty of people out there in the world who wouldn't support a book in a story like this. So how difficult is that for you maybe at times to continue to put this story together despite, maybe receiving some disapproval from different people?
Right. That's a really good question. I've always lived my life as there is a place in this world for everybody. So my friend at Halo Publishing Company, her name is Lisa, talked to me about the process of writing a book and getting my story out there. There is an audience for this book. It may not be every audience, or it may not be for everyone, but for families that have two same-sex parents, that's the audience I'm looking for. Also, for anyone that would just like to introduce new literature to their library in their house. I'm ready for any questions if people want to have a good dialogue about it, but trust me, my life is just as normal and boring as the next person.
Nothing seems like it's boring during the pandemic, because it seems like every day is a new adventure for all of us. There's no question about that. Again, Kathy Pirrell, Elyria Schools Intervention Specialist and author of the new book, Miss Molly Learns Responsibility. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You touched on it there just a little bit, the writing process. And for anybody that's put any kind of a book together, I think it's at least some kind of an eye-opener. Can you take us through the writing process and how difficult that was?
Sure. I started with, obviously, an idea or a vision that I wanted Miss Molly to go on an adventure with her mom and discover this kitten and talk about responsibility. Working with my illustrator, though, Chad Thompson, he helped me put it into the book visually, and I loved it. I absolutely loved that process of being able to work with him. And I have black and white backgrounds with color forefront action, so that when you're flipping through the book, you literally look for what's happening on that page. It really pops out at you. So the process itself was a lot of fun. I was obviously home. I'm a school teacher, so I was teaching during the day and then writing the story and working on the book at night.
So about how long did it take for all of this to come together?
With my publishing company, I started in the end of February, and I started working with my illustrator. I got accepted through the process, like you have to go through a review process. But once they accepted it and I worked with the illustrator, I literally started like the first week of March. And the book is now in publication and for sale on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon and through me as well.
Kathy, one of the features I'm seeing here for the book are these wondering questions at the end. And I'm assuming those are all about, you know, kind of like what you mentioned earlier, a little bit about just starting a dialogue and just getting more informed and educated on different things. How important and crucial is that, do you think it is for our society as a whole moving forward?
That's a really good question. Part of reading a story aloud as an adult to a child is you get to ask those wondering questions along the way. You get to pause and further the conversation with the young reader, looking at what do you think this child is thinking? Where is the story going? Like my last page on the book is, I can't wait to tell my friend Emily all about my new responsibility. Well, there's a question in itself. Who's Emily? What are you going to tell her? How are you going to take care of your kittens? So there's all kinds of questions that you can ask your young reader when you go to do a story time with them. And so I wanted to add two or three questions on the way back pages of how can you have dialogue with your child after you're done reading the story. And you're right. This time in our life right now, June 2, 2020, is a time where we need to have dialogue with our children.
Kathy, transitioning into something that you host, which I think is a really cool idea, you've got something called the Little Free Library. So what is this and how did it come to?
Yes, I asked for the Little Free Library as an endowment grant through the Elyria City Schools to build one in my classroom because I teach students who have special needs. So the custodian came in and helped me build one for my classroom. As my students were building one, I said to my own parents, I would love one in my own front yard with my own children to build our own Little Free Library. So during the pandemic, they supported it. I ordered it as a kit. We painted it. We put it all together, and we installed it. And now we'll do the big grand opening in July where people can bring a book or take a book during the book launch.
So that leads us into our last question here. The book launch on July 15th. I know you're excited about this. So tell us what's all going on at the book launch. Where and when is this taking place?
Okay, so July 15th from 5 to 7 p.m., I'll be out in my front yard in Elyria, and we are going to have the book signing for Little Miss Molly Learns Responsibility. We'll also have a little free library up and running with books that people can take if they like or bring their own books to swap out. And there'll be cookies and water as well.
Very nice. Sounds like a cool event, middle of July, and hopefully the weather's fantastic as well. And, well, Rocco, I'll tell you, you know, you and I, between playing video games and whatever else it is that you and I did during the quarantine, Kathy just puts us to shame. She wrote a book during the quarantine period, so she really kind of put you and I to shame here, did she not?
Yeah, feeling a little unproductive now.
So that's okay. Oh, man.
That's a heck of an adventure. So, you know, you were able to put a book together during this pandemic. That's really interesting to think about. And it's crazy, too, how that all kind of came together so quickly. Do you look back on this process sometimes and wonder how it happened so fast?
I do, but I also am very supported by my fiance Heidi and my publisher Lisa, and so I have a great team of people from Elyria City Schools that has helped me along the way. So, it's pretty a miracle, but I love it. I'm so excited that I did this.
Very good stuff. Well, Kathy, we appreciate the time. We certainly hope that people are able to head out to the book launch on July 15th. And before we let you go, one more time, where can people go to get a copy of this book?
Yes, it's on sale through Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Also, the publishing company is Halo, H-A-L-O, publishing.com. Or they can reach me on my Facebook page, which is K-P-E-R-O, Books. And they can reach me that way, and I can get them a signed copy if they would like.
Outstanding. Well, Kathy, we appreciate the time. We had a lot of fun over the last 10 minutes here talking about the process behind the book and getting a little bit deeper into the book as well. And we certainly hope that you get lots of sunshine on July 15th so people can come out and check it out and also check out the Little Free Library as well. Kathy, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Kathy. You do the same. Again, that's Kathy Pirrell, Elyria Schools Intervention Specialist, and now an